North Carolina is not immune to the nation's growing heroin problem. The number of overdose deaths in the state has quadrupled in just a few years. Overdoses are also climbing significantly, and more people are seeking treatment. In part three of our series on heroin, Jeff Tiberi reports on efforts to reopen a clinic in High Point.
Jennifer Harris has two kids, lives with her boyfriend, and works as a waitress and bartender in High Point. She says she first smoked marijuana as a teenager, went through an abusive relationship, bad divorce, tried cocaine, got hooked on opiate painkillers, and then, like many others, moved to heroin when the prescription went dry.
Heroin high and a pill high is, not gonna lie, it's amazing. You know, you have all the energy in the world. You feel like you're Superwoman.
At one point, Harris was spending $400 a day on the street. She describes the come down after that state of exhilaration as nasty.
Your heart is racing, you're sweating, and you are throwing up all at the same time. You need a toilet and a trash can. You can't move. I can't even explain it to you. I would really, really rather have my brains blowed out than to deal with that.
Harris says she has been clean for 2 years. The 31-year-old has improved in part because of methadone, a drug she takes every day. It's an FDA-approved synthetic opioid designed to help ease withdrawal symptoms for addicts.
People are ashamed because they have a substance abuse problem to come in and get help.
Ron Rao is the executive director of Alcohol and Drug Services, ADS, in Guilford County. He's been battling the stigma attached to addiction for years.
This compulsive need to satisfy the opioid receptors in the brain has to be healed. It's no longer a matter about just saying no, because your brain has changed.
ADS had a methadone clinic in High Point, but due to considerable budget cuts, it closed 2 years ago. It's now the largest city in the state without such a facility. Making matters worse is a powerful batch of heroin that hit this area back in April. Police say in less than 6 months there have been 102 heroin overdoses and 11 deaths. In all of 2013, there were only 17 overdoses and one death. Rao is seeking $250,000 to again provide services.
Certainly for $250,000, we could reestablish our methadone clinic here and the ancillary treatment services that would go with that.
There are critics of methadone. It's a high-risk treatment in which the programs are regulated very tightly. Too much methadone is fatal. Dr. Jim Finch is an addiction medicine specialist with a practice in Durham. He's been working in the area of opiate addiction for 20 years.
Methadone programs vary widely, and some methadone programs are very conscientious, others are not so much. Some methadone programs have physicians who are prescribing the methadone that really know what they do, what they're doing, and are knowledgeable. Some are not particularly experienced at all.
Finch says some doctors are overprescribing methadone and other pain pills. He recalls a conversation with one patient.
I said, well, do you have enough methadone to last you until you can get into treatment? He said, no, and I hate to go back to my friend's grandmother to buy more. And I said, your friend's grandmother, what's that about? And his wife chimed in and said, yes, there's a group of grandmothers in our town. They have a Bible study group. And everybody knows where the Bible study group meets that week, because after Bible study, they all stick around and you can drop by and sit around in the kitchen and buy their extra medicine.
More people die from overdoses of prescription painkillers than die from heroin overdoses. However, the heroin deaths are increasing rapidly, while prescription painkiller deaths are decreasing slightly.
Every person I admit to treatment almost invariably says, you know, I know 5 or 10 people that need to be in treatment. So we know there's still a lot of unmet need.
Clinicians say even more control of narcotics is needed, and increased public awareness will encourage others to seek help. Jeff Tiberi, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.